He's Modern Smoker. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here today on this still holiday edition, we'll call it that, of Auto World. Happy 2011 to everybody out there. We've got an interesting broadcast lined up for you. We're going to begin this hour by chatting with the Chief Program Engineer for a new vehicle from Ford. It's called the C-Max. We'll hear all about it momentarily. Also joining us in this hour is John Spar. He's with a camera company. It's called Replay XD Cameras, and they're used a lot in motorsports and racing and other automotive applications. In hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a representative of the Power Sport Institute. I don't know a whole lot about that myself. And also a representative from Mecum Auctions. For those stations taking all 3 hours of the broadcast, in the last hour, we're going to play some interviews I recorded a little while back at the Los Angeles International Auto Show with three bigwigs from Lotus, including the CEO of Lotus. Lotus is showing off a variety of concept cars and future cars as the brand really reinvents itself, as far as I'm concerned. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can reach us anytime at that telephone number. And also, you can reach me via the email. Probably the best one is my all-encompassing one. It's BobLongRadio@Yahoo. I'll throw you a new one. BobLongRadio@Yahoo. Why don't you check that one out? Right now, let's go to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and welcome the program engineer for the Ford C-Max. John Davis is the gentleman's name. John, welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Bob. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. We've got the big North American International Auto Show in Detroit coming up around the bend, and I know the C-Max is going to be one of the star vehicles at that show. Is that going to be the official debut for the press?
It will be for North America. This new product was recently introduced and started production in Europe earlier, what's now last year, but for 2010. But it's going to be a new introduction for the North American market, and it's really an exciting new product that really offers a smart seven-passenger vehicle solution compared to, say, larger, more traditional minivans.
Excellent. For those of our listeners who haven't heard much about the C-Max, as you just said, it's a very unique vehicle. Let's talk a little bit about the styling. I can definitely see cues from some of the more recent introductions from Ford, like the Fiesta and the upcoming 2012 Focus. It's a very kind of athletic-looking vehicle, but you're the chief program manager. Give us a little verbal walk around the vehicle as far as its styling is concerned.
Sure. What you'll see in the front end of the vehicle certainly is a lot of our small car, what we call kinetic design, that originated out of our European design organization. And you're right, you've seen some of those same kinds of imagery coming up in the new Fiesta, as well as the new Focus that was introduced at last year's North American International Auto Show and is just starting production the beginning of this year. Around the vehicle, you notice a very large greenhouse that provides great visibility for the passengers and the driver. It has two rear sliding doors to allow for a great ingress and egress, easy getting out, easy getting in, as well as a large rear lift gate that really makes loading the vehicle quite easy. And then once you step into the interior, it's got a lot of new features. Part of that is the unique seating configuration, where it's really what we'd call sort of a 5+2 kind of vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That means the rear seats in the third row are going to be a bit smaller, maybe better adapted to small children. But that's not to say that you can't put a full-size adult back there. I can fit back there. I'm almost 6 feet tall, quite comfortably. And the other thing that's neat about it in the second row is that we've got this the center seating position that really allows for great flexibility in terms of providing additional space. So with a couple of quick movements, you can fold that seat away, and it really goes underneath one of the outboard second row seats, and that provides you an easy walk through to the third row if you want to do it in more of a two-seat, two-bucket seat configuration in the second row. In addition, we've got some other great technology and features. One of the things that we're showcasing at the auto show will be this new hands-free rear liftgate. And that's really an industry first, and it's all about providing the customer an automatic way to open the liftgate. When you walk up to the back of this vehicle and you don't have a free hand, let's say you're completely loaded up with packages and or holding on to a small child's hand, a quick leg motion by the rear bumper will enable the rear liftgate to actually open automatically. And that's one of the new technologies that we're introducing with this vehicle. In addition, it's got a lot of other great features that maybe you've heard about already or seen on other Ford products, such as our easy fuel, capless fuel filling, Sony audio system, ambient lighting on the interior, as well as the Sirius satellite system that we offer, and the things that you can get along with. In addition, our great sync system that allows for hands-free interface to your vehicle.
That's great. I'm a huge fan of the sync system and that wonderful Sony audio system that you mentioned. Let's explain to our listeners a little bit about what the C means. This is a size class that you and many folks at Ford see growing, the C class, kind of a compact class. Is that the best way to describe it, John?
Yeah, it is. In fact, the C class for us is really based out of the Focus platform. So if you think about the sizing of vehicles in terms of the Ford lineup, the Fiesta is a bit smaller vehicle. We call that sort of a B-class vehicle from an alphabet perspective. C is the Focus. And then the CD class for us would be our Ford Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
So this really slots in between. And really the C segment and this whole platform really is offering a really wide array of new products coming forth. C-Max is one product offering. Focus, of course, is a well-established brand that we've had for a long time, but there's a brand new Focus coming really to both North America and really the world that was introduced last year, and as I said, just starting production. But you're going to see 10 new Focus-based products that will be offered around the world. And a C-Max is just part of that strategy, really about leveraging our platform and providing a great array of new products for the customer.
John, tell us about the power plant offerings here in North America. I know over in Europe there'll be some additional engines, but what will we see here in North America?
Yeah, for our offering for the North American market, we plan an entry engine, which is our 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. It'll be mated to a six-speed automatic, fully automatic transmission. It's a similar power pack that we've used in the Fusion as well as the Ford Escape, and it's got very good efficiency and great performance. We'll then offer also a premium engine. This is one of our first offerings of our new 1.6-liter four-cylinder, part of our EcoBoost engine family.
Mm-hmm.
And this provides, with a lot of great new technology, really class-leading fuel economy. That's the exciting part about this. So for this size vehicle, again, a vehicle capable of carrying seven people, we're talking about offering over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. And if you consider that in the context of other, say, traditional minivans, this is giving you something up to 10 miles per gallon better than, say, traditional minivans you might see from Honda and Toyota.
Absolutely. Very significant numbers indeed. And When we come back on the other side, we'll tell folks a little bit more about the engines, and we'll talk more about the cool features. If you've got a question, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're telling you all about a very cool vehicle from the Ford Motor Company. It was introduced in Europe last year. It's going to be introduced to the press and to the public at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's the 2012 Ford C-Max, and telling us all about it is the Chief Program Engineer, John Davis. And John, you were telling us about the optional engine there, the EcoBoost engine, with lots of miles per gallon, but also a great deal of power. I think it's amazing that it will yield 180 horsepower when running on premium fuel and 168 when it's running on regular fuel. So just a little extra octane gives it a little extra boost.
Yeah, it's a great new engine. And, of course, it's part of our EcoBoost family-friendly products that we've been introducing that really provide a great balance of not only fuel efficiency, but really performance for the customer. And so in this particular offering, it's got a lot of interesting technology. Of course, we've got direct injection from a fueling perspective, as well as a turbocharger that really provides the capability. And we get both efficiency and performance out of it, as you just mentioned.
Let's talk about the safety features on the C-Max. I understand you guys have loaded this vehicle with lots of standard safety items. Tell us about some of those items.
Sure. You're going to see the standard items that you might recognize from a lot of vehicles on the road today in terms of dual front and side airbags with smart systems that really tune the performance of these items to the occupant. But we'll also have things like safety canopy that provides protection in both side impacts and rollovers for not only the first and second row, but also the third row occupants. In addition, we'll offer our advanced track system with roll stability control. That'll really be a first in terms of this segment of product offering that kind of capability, as well as other elements that you see in the product. We expect to have, of course, very good safety performance in this vehicle. It's got an interesting body architecture that's using extensive applications of high-strength steels, as well as providing things like our spotter mirrors that on the outside mirrors allow you to get added visibility to really eliminate those blind spot areas as you're driving.
As I take a look at some of the features of the vehicle, take a look at some interior pictures, once again, it seems like you guys have done an outstanding job in the interior execution and a lot of features that normally you wouldn't see in this kind of a size or price of vehicle. It seems like there's a lot of attention to luxury-esque features and cool technology. Tell us a little bit more about some of the optional features on this car.
Sure. Much like what we've seen with the interest in the Fiesta, the customers in these small car segments now are really demanding what we might have considered at one point more luxury-type offerings and features. So like we talked about before, the elements of making a really terrific-sounding Sony audio system available to the customer, as well as ambient lighting, which is really offers multiple colors, sets the mood, if you will, in terms of providing accent lighting in different parts of the cabin. The Sirius system, sync, and really offering a next wave of that in terms of this My Ford Touch system that when you get the optional element, this allows you to control a host of features and technologies right from the touch monitor in terms of the instrument panel. Of course, navigation system will be available, front and rear parking aid sensors to really help the driver properly position the vehicle, an automatic park system if you ever have the need for parallel parking. Of course, this system can help you do that automatically.
Yeah, that, again, remarkable in this price category to have that feature because that was something that was originally introduced on very high-end luxury cars. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 if you have a question for John Davis, who is the Chief Program Engineer on the upcoming 2012 Ford C-Max, which will make its debut in Detroit. We would love to hear from you. A couple of folks have emailed in about the availability of this vehicle. How far off are we from seeing it at Ford dealerships? Will it be offered in calendar year 2011 this year, or will we have to wait to 2012?
Well, it's a little too early to talk about our final introduction point. What we want to do, of course, is build some awareness of the product as we go forward. But we'll talk about the real timing as we get much closer to the production start. But we're certainly interested in getting people aware of the product and certainly interested in it.
Let's talk a little bit about the handling and dynamic characteristics of a vehicle like this. I mean, lots of folks are familiar with traditional minivans, but this is not a traditional minivan. Number one, it doesn't have the size of a traditional minivan. It doesn't have the architecture of a traditional minivan. So I would imagine this vehicle is a pretty good handler.
It is. In fact, we're borrowing on what I'll call the European suspension design. And, of course, one of our mainstays of our product lineup in Europe over the last several years has really been the vehicle dynamics or handling characteristics of our products. And now we've brought that into our small car lineup for North America. So in addition to getting all these great capabilities and efficiencies in terms of providing a really capable vehicle in these small car segments, we're really getting great vehicle dynamics to go along with it. And so from that standpoint, it's got sort of fully independent suspensions front and rear. But we're getting part of that benefit of leveraging our expertise in Europe around great handling vehicles in addition to providing efficiency as well as all the great customer features we just talked about.
Got an email question from Peter in Pennsylvania who would like to know, is this a front-wheel drive vehicle? Is it available with all-wheel drive? And also he wants to know if leather upholstery is available. John, can you help the gentleman out?
Sure. Yes, this is a front-wheel drive vehicle. This time we don't anticipate offering an all-wheel drive system, but you'll get great capability with the front-wheel drive system. In addition, we'll have a traction control system, and as I mentioned before, that advanced track with roll stability control. In addition, we've got new technologies we're enhancing our products with as well to get to even greater cornering capability. We're really doing what we call a less expensive torque vectoring introduction as a part of this system, as well as what we'll see on the Focus. And what that does is under cornering maneuvers, that's actually braking the inside wheel to get more torque control at the outside wheel, and that really enables greater cornering capability. So when you add all these together, you really get a great handling system. And yes, of course, leather will be offered on this vehicle for the seating package. So that's one of many features we'll make available to the customer.
Interesting. It wasn't that long ago that we would never see leather offered in a vehicle like this. And that curve control system that you're describing, it certainly sounds remarkable. I haven't had the chance to experience it myself yet, but boy, great technology. Well, John, I want to thank you so much. Where's the best place for folks to check out all the information on the C-Max?
Well, as always, you can visit Ford.com for the latest information on all of our products. But if you're going to be in town, certainly a visit to the North American International Auto Show that starts up in just about a week and a half.
Excellent. I'll be there, and we'll be broadcasting as well. John, thanks for your time here today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Here's the telephone number, toll-free from across the land. It's 800-259-9231. Email, it's boblongradio at yahoo.com. That's a new one for you. Or bob at boblongradio.com. Or bob at autoworldradio.com. Now, I've confused you enough, but any one of those emails will work. Well, the folks at Road and Track Magazine have put together a list of New Year's coolest cars. So let's talk about some of these cars on the list here. Let's run down the list. According to the folks at Car and Driver magazine, number one, they're putting the Chevrolet Camaro convertible on that list. That is certainly a good choice with the convertible top stowed away. The vehicle offers a 360 degree view of the world. It's going to start at about $30,000 with the V6 engine, although many are expected to pop extra for the 426 horsepower 6.2 liter V8, and you can get it with either a 6-speed manual or a 6-speed automatic transmission. For 2012, Ford is bringing back an old name from the 1960s, the Boss. The Boss Mustang is back. I'm not sure of the on-sale date of this vehicle, but it will be a 2012 model. It's got a different engine than the Mustang GT, a different engine than the Shelby GT500. It's a 5-liter V8 engine, so based on the same engine as what you'll find in a regular GT, but it has been tweaked to 440 horsepower. It's also got some rather wild body work on this vehicle. It kind of looks like a race car right there from the street. There are two variants of this Boss Mustang. There's a regular one, and then there's a Laguna Seca edition. Laguna Seca is a very famous racetrack near Monterey, California. And like the original Boss, it's got adjustable dampeners that require a screwdriver to adjust. That's something that was on the original Boss, and there's also an optional red-colored track key, which evidently dials up the engine a little bit more. This suspension on this vehicle has been thoroughly reworked, and the Laguna Seca edition has standard Recaro seats and no back seat. You can get the Recaro seats in the regular Boss Mustang and maintain the back seat if you'd like. McLaren is coming back on the scene here in the U.S. Many consider the McLaren F1 to be the ultimate supercar. It was built from 1992 to 1998. It was a three-passenger supercar with the driver sitting in the middle. It had a BMW-sourced 12-cylinder engine midship, and it was a manual gearbox vehicle. Well, McLaren is coming back, and like Lotus, they're going to become more of a full-line manufacturer. The first vehicle out of the box is a vehicle called the MP4-12C, and they're gunning for the Ferrari 458 Italia and the Lamborghini Gallardo, and it's got a V8 engine, rather small in displacement. However, it's twin turbocharged, 3.8 liters, 592 horsepower, a 7-speed twin clutch sequential shift transmission. In other words, there's no clutch pedal or traditional shifter. It is not a three-passenger layout. It's a more traditional two-seater. It does have a lot of cool features, including a carbon fiber tub. So no doubt it's going to be a very, very pricey vehicle. Volkswagen is going to bring its critically acclaimed Golf R vehicle to the United States. It's going to have all-wheel drive and a snarling turbocharged 270 horsepower, 2-liter, 4-cylinder engine. Sounds pretty good. I'm still not a huge fan of the styling of the Volkswagen Golf, but some folks absolutely love it. The interior has been reworked somewhat, but the exterior is the one that's got the most significant tweaks, bigger air intakes, a subtle roof spoiler, and chunkier alloy wheels. Buick, believe it or not, makes the Road and Tracks list of the hot cars here for the new year with their Regal GS. Can you believe that? Buick is back. That's what Motor Trend wrote a little while back. And certainly, stylistically, they've done an outstanding job with this Regal GS. I did an interview at the LA Auto Show with one of the executives from Buick who was telling me all about the great performance that can be had with this vehicle. It's got a sport-tuned suspension. It's got a turbocharged 255 horsepower, 4-cylinder engine. Not too bad at all. 0 to 60 in less than 7 seconds. That's not exactly killer, but still not bad. There's even an available 6-speed manual transmission in a Buick. The first time a manual transmission in a Buick in a long, long time. Some of the other cars on Road and Track's cool list for the new year, for the new model year of 2011, include, in addition to the ones that we've told you about, the SLS AMG convertible. That's right, the SLS is the supercar for Mercedes-Benz with its gullwing doors, but now they're going to come back with a convertible variant of that. Expected to cost about $200,000. It doesn't have, of course, the gull-wing doors, powered by 571 horsepower, 6.2-liter V8, coupled with a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. It's got gigantic ceramic brakes, and it's, without question, a beautiful car. We'll see it later this year, making its world debut at the Frankfurt Auto Show in the fall. BMW is going to take the wraps off in Detroit, which is just around the bend on their new 6 Series convertible. It's a 650i convertible for 2012. Twin turbocharged 4.4-liter V8 engine, 400 horsepower, either an 8-speed automatic. So BMW's got a new 8-speed automatic or a 6-speed manual, 0 to 60 in 4.9. And it looks to me like it's got a traditional ragtop convertible treatment. It doesn't look like it's got a retractable hardtop convertible just by the styling. Speaking of convertibles, if price is no object in your world, Ferrari is going to take the wraps off soon. The 458 Italia convertible, absolutely a drop-dead gorgeous to begin with in coupe form, now taking the convertible version out of the box. It shows off a masterpiece, to say the least. 570 horsepower, 4.5-liter V8. It's got a 9,000 RPM red line, if you can imagine such a thing. 0 to 60 times in less than 3.4 seconds. And, again, this vehicle will be only available with a paddle shift type transmission. Other hot vehicles, this one's a ways off, the Ford Focus ST. We're going to see the Ford Focus for model year 2012 making its debut here in North America in early 2011, but I got to believe that the ST variant isn't that close to production. Maybe in the fall. I wouldn't be surprised if this one drags into 2012. What have they done to the ST? Well, number one, they've popped in a very potent 2-liter turbocharged engine, 247 horsepower out of 2 liters, and 20% better fuel economy than the European version, which had that engine before. And lots of cool suspension tweaks as well. When we come back on the other side, we'll tell you about some of the future collectibles, according to the folks at Hagerty Insurance. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We were scheduled to be joined by a gentleman who was going to be telling us about a camera that is used in motorsports and other racing and automotive applications, but I think he's out busy taking pictures of himself because we can't find him. So what we're doing is having a little bit of fun, and in that spirit, why don't I throw out a trivia question before I tell you an amazing story from the past and also look into the future. That's right, the future, you say? That's right, the future's most collectible cars, according to our friends at Hagerty Insurance. But here is the trivia question. Why don't we throw that one out right now? We'll make it an easy one. This car company is coming back to the U.S. Matter of fact, I'm sure when I go to the Detroit Auto Show, maybe they'll actually have the production version of their new vehicle around the bend. But who made the sports car in the 1970s known as the X19? A two-seater, affordable sports car, mid-engine, four-cylinder, the X19. What auto company brought us that vehicle? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All right, this is an amazing story of automotive appreciation. Now, let's all be honest with one another. For the most part, automobiles depreciate. There are a few select vehicles that appreciate. They're usually produced in very rare numbers, and we're going to tell you about the future's most collectible cars from some of the cars of the past decade or so. But let's go back to the year 1971. In 1971, a particular gentleman bought an old Bugatti, a 1936 Bugatti Type 57 SC Atlantic. He bought it in 71 for $59,000. That was a huge amount of money back in 1971. A Rolls Royce back in 1971, I don't think was any more than $20,000. So this guy paid $59,000 for this 1936 Bugatti in 1971. Well, guess what? Last year, in May of 2010, an unnamed buyer paid $30 million for that vehicle. Now, that's what I call appreciation. And here are some cars, according to our friends at Haggerty Insurance. McKeel Haggerty, the CEO of Haggerty Insurance, has come up with a list of the top five most collectible cars of the future. Are you ready? Here they are. Number one, the Dodge Viper. It was made from 1992 to 2010. They're not making the Viper anymore. Today you can get one for anywhere from $35,000 to $100,000, depending on the year. And they were made in both coupe and convertible forms. And the engine, of course, was in various states of tune. I have a friend who works at another radio network that actually owns one of these vehicles, Marcelo Corona. He loves the vehicle. Personally, I have never been a huge fan of this vehicle. I've never driven it. So I shouldn't really say. I've never had the opportunity to drive this vehicle. But just the idea, I've sat in them, and I just never... it was one of these vehicles that was never on my lottery wish list. It's the Dodge Viper, but it is, according to McKeel Haggerty, one of the top five most collectible vehicles of the future. Also on the list is the new ZR1, the present generation of the ZR1, and this is definitely on my lottery list. It's been in production since 2009. It's 638 horsepower. The price on the ZR1s, brand new, range anywhere from $100,000 to $125,000. Today, on the used market, you can get one between $80,000 and $100,000. The Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren, they produced it for, I can't believe it, 7 years. That's right, 7 years, from 2003 to 2010. It had a McLaren-tuned V8 engine, had these modified gullwing doors, really scissors-type doors, the engine was quite potent, 617 horsepower, very fast in the straight line. Purchase price on this carbon fiber vehicle, if you purchase one, $450,000. Today, you can get it for $300 to $350. But according to McKeel Haggerty, this vehicle is going to definitely appreciate in value. Here's a car that they only made 4,038 of. I have another friend who owns one of these cars. That friend is the chairman of the Amelia Island Concours, Bill Warner. This is definitely on my lottery wish list. The Ford GT, produced to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Ford, was only made for 2 years, 2005 and 2006. When it was brand new, it cost $150,000. Today, they sell from anywhere from $125,000 to $175,000. And once in a while, although they're becoming fewer and fewer and harder to find, one goes over an auction block, brand new, that somebody bought one and never drove it, or Ford actually sold one off last August in Monterey that they had put aside, and they sold it brand new, silver with black stripes. I would have taken it in a heartbeat. It sold for a little over $100,000 at the RM auction. Finally, on McKeel Haggerty's list, he's the CEO of Haggerty Insurance. They are the world's largest insurer of classic and collectible vehicles. A vehicle I have had the pleasure of driving very, very briefly during my Motor Trend tenure. I was at Motor Trend for 10 years, no more at Motor Trend. But this vehicle was the Carrera GT, the supercar from Porsche that was made during the years 2004, 2005, and 2006. They only made 1,270 of these vehicles. Transmission, only one way. It was a six-speed manual transmission. The engine, a V10. putting out 605 horsepower, and it had an absolutely incredible wail. That's the one thing I can say about this vehicle. It was a Targa-topped vehicle, and definitely amazing sound on it. $275,000 to $300,000. Those are the top five. If you want to hear more of the most collectible vehicles of the future, I'd be happy to tell you. McKeel has got more on the list here, and some of these are, without question, just breathtaking automobiles. Here are the future's most collectible vehicles, once again, according to our friends at Haggerty and McKeel Haggerty himself. In addition to the ones that we've talked about, another one that makes the list is a very limited production vehicle from the folks at Lamborghini. This is, talk about the ultimate Murcielago. This vehicle looks like a fighter plane. It was called the Revaton. It was produced in extremely limited numbers. And this vehicle is just absolutely hard to describe because it's very military in its presence, I guess is the best way to put it. It's got that flat black or grayish tint type print, paint rather. It's called the Revaton. They only made 20. One additional car marked zero, and 20 made for the Lamborghini Museum. You could get either the vehicle in a 6-speed manual or a 6-speed paddle shift. 650 horsepower. It sold for $1.6 million. Today, you can pick one up for $1.5 million to $1.7 million. So if you got that kind of money, I wish you luck. Here's a car. I wouldn't mind having one of these, although it's quite an extreme exercise in extravagance. A 1,000 horsepower vehicle, the Bugatti Veyron, made from 2005 until actually it's still being made today in very limited numbers. The purchase price, $1.7 million. Today, they are valued at anywhere from a $1.5 million to a high of $2 million, and they actually have a special edition vehicle. Here's another car that I had an opportunity to drive very, very briefly. The Ferrari Enzo, made from 2002 to 2004. They only made 399 of these. They actually gave one to the Pope. 6-speed paddle shift. It was a 12-cylinder V12, 660 horsepower. Purchase price, $670,000. Today, if you want one of these, you're going to pay between $1 million and $1.4 million. Other real top, high-end, super collectibles, if price is no object. See, to me, I'd much rather have the Enzo than this one. It's the Ferrari F40. They made this one from 87 to 92. They made 1,315. It was 400,000 back then. Today, 550 to 650. And the most collectible one of all is that McLaren F1. That's right, the McLaren F1, McKeel Haggerty says, is the one that is the most collectible. Made from 92 to 98, 106 made. Purchase price then $1 million. Today worth $3 to $4 million. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.